I'm Callie Crossley. This is Boston Public Radio. If you were driving to Cape Cod or Rhode Island this weekend, you may have found yourself in more traffic than usual. That's because there were massive car accidents on Thursday afternoon and Sunday morning. In the past week, three people have died on Route 24, and Sunday's wreck was so bad that grief counselors were sent to the West Bridgewater Fire Station because the firemen had witnessed so much trauma. Jim Hadfield, Transportation Planning Manager at the Southeast Regional Planning and Economic Development District in Taunton, joins me to talk about this. Jim?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
So, Route 24, I mean, everybody acknowledges that it's pretty bad in general. What happened? What came together to have just these horrific wrecks one after another?
Well, I think the rash of crashes that happened the last few days aren't necessarily the cause of one specific thing. Route 24 seems to have it all. Heavy traffic volume, high vehicular speeds, poor roadway design and interchange design, and driver error plays a part often in a lot of these crashes as well. It's just a mix of things that make 24 very unforgiving.
Now, is it weekend traffic that made this particular scenario of both of these terrible accidents in 7 days come to pass, or this just the luck of the draw?
Well, I think it's the unluckiness of the draw. I guess you might refer to it. The fact that so many occurred in a short period of time is a bit of a coincidence. But the road has a history of crash problems, and many of them are severe crashes. There have been many people over the years that have lost their lives on this road for a variety of reasons. And again, you go back to driver error in a lot of instances. There's so many distracted drivers on the road, and texting has become a major problem for the safety on the highways. But the Route 24 itself, built back in the 50s, to design standards that date back to the 50s, could never be built today the way it's laid out. It's not that so much the highway, but the interchanges themselves.
Why is that?
The bulk of the crashes are occurring at the interchanges, and it's mainly because they were squeezed in to take up as little land as possible. If you drive up and down the car to any of those interchanges, you leave the highway, and oftentimes, unless you're familiar with the interchange, you have to step on the brakes rather quickly because you're about to run off the road. The curvature of the ramp is just too abrupt. And same thing getting on the highways. They have what we call acceleration-deceleration lanes at the interchanges, where you can get out of the stream of traffic as you slow down to get onto the ramp, or vice versa, getting onto the highway. You can get up to speed in an acceleration lane and easily merge into the left lane of traffic. But a lot of these interchanges, the land wasn't available, or for some other reason, they were designed with short acceleration-deceleration lanes. The curvature allowed the ramp to be squeezed into a bit of land. And these are the main problems up and down Route 24.
So there's a particular stretch of Route 24. I confess I'm not quite sure how long it runs, but there's a 25-mile stretch that folks have indicated is the place where a lot of accidents take place. So I guess this is where all of that stuff that you just mentioned really come together, the interchanges, the curvature of the road, all of that stuff in this particular stretch. But it seems as though the rest of the road itself, or the route itself, is problematic.
Yeah, well, again, the speed of the traffic and the large volumes of traffic along the road. Everybody's rushing to work in the morning, heading north to Boston. Everybody's rushing to get home. People drive it frequently, and, you know, they take it for granted that everybody adjacent to them and back of them in front of them are going to continue to stay in their lane and do the proper thing, and you just never know.
Well, one of the reasons that this caught everybody's attention, I think, is that this last accident, which caused some folks' death, was so bad that you had to send grief counselors out to talk to the firemen. Now, firemen are first responders. They see a lot. They see a lot daily, weekly, monthly. So if it's that horrific that you have to send grief counselors, I mean, that's pretty bad.
Oh, it certainly is. It's a horrible thing for the responders, and obviously for the family of those people who have been severely injured and killed out there. It's an awful thing to go through.
What impact will the grief counselors have for the firemen? And are these, will you rotate the same people so that if another accident happens, since we've established that this is a routine accident place, can you not send those same people out who've been witness to 7 days and of horrific accidents that left 3 people dead?
Well, that's an excellent question, and I'm not really sure I'm the best qualified to answer it. But, you know, knowing personally a lot of those first responders, they are well trained, and you know they know what their job is when they're out there addressing these horrific crashes. But it's got to be something that you can never get out of your mind.
I'm talking to Jim Hadfield. He's the transportation planning manager at the Southeast Regional Planning and Economic Development District in Taunton. And we are looking back over the past few days that on Route 24, which resulted in horrible deaths and wrecks. Jim Hadfield has just explained that there are a lot of problems with the road, which make for a difficult drive on any day. But these past few days, in 7 days, leaving 3 people dead, it's just absolutely horrific. So the obvious question is, what can be done? There must be something that can be done to improve some of that which you have cited is a problem.
Well, the acceleration and deceleration lanes that I spoke of earlier at the Route 24-140 interchange, which had also had some severe and fatal crashes over the years, was mainly due to that lack of room to slow down, to take a ramp or speed up to get into the highway. Recently, last 2 or 3 years, Mass DOT spent some money out there and greatly extended the length of the both the acceleration and deceleration lanes on the north side of the 140 interchange, and it made a dramatic difference in the crash rate. And that's not to say that there can't be a bad crash there, because
it's a
situation where the road is much safer because people know what to expect, and especially those who aren't familiar with the area, maybe heading to the Silver City Galleria, not understanding that the ramp was so abrupt in its curvature. Now they have a bit more warning and the ability to slow down with an extensive deceleration lane. It helps the driver make the right decisions. Driver error is such a huge part of most crashes, and you know the design of the road is so important to helping the drivers, whether they know it or not, helping them make the right decisions while they're on the road.
Well, we have to hope that that's going to slow down. What you've just mentioned is going to help in this case, because several people are still hospitalized and 3 people were killed there. And not to mention that the first responders are traumatized by what they witnessed.
Yeah.
So, Jim Hadfield, thank you so much for giving us an update on this Route 24 situation. And I'm hoping we don't have to have this conversation with you again, certainly not any time in the future.
Yes, that's very true.
Thanks again to Jim Hadfield, Transportation Planning Manager at the Southeast Regional Planning and Economic Development District in Taunton. Keep us posted on any changes.
I will.
Thank you. In 2007, President Bush awarded them the Congressional Medal of Honor. In 2009, President Obama invited them to his inaugural address. And earlier this year, George Lucas made a motion picture movie about them. We're talking about the Tuskegee Airmen, the African-American pilots who flew in World War II. Tomorrow, Mayor Menino will do his part to honor these men. I'll be bringing you that story. I'm Callie Crossley. You're listening to Boston Public Radio on 89.7 WGBH.